Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, you're listening to Wrestling Observer with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We're here for the next hour talking pro wrestling and mixed martial arts, joined as we are every week by Mike Sempervive of the Adam and Mike Big Audio Nightmare at WrestlingObserver.com. We spent much of the first hour talking UFC to Fox. This hour we're going to be talking some pro wrestling. We were talking Matt Hardy's arrest before the break. Matt Hardy, as noted in TMZ, the article we read before the break, according to North Carolina State Highway Patrol, a trooper discovered Hardy after his 2009 Corvette ran off the road and struck a tree. Hardy was by himself at the time, did not suffer any injuries. The trooper observed signs of impairment and arrested Hardy. He was charged with DWI. The trooper found no other contraband in the vehicle. Hardy submitted to a blood test. The results are pending, and he has since been released by TNA. And apparently there were a lot of Jeff Hardy fans or Matt Hardy fans that were did not believe this news. But in fact, if you go to the front page of ImpactWrestling.com, TNA releases Matt Hardy from the roster. TNA today released Impact Wrestling star Matt Hardy from its roster. Hardy was already under suspension from the company. So all of those claims by Matt that he was not, in fact, suspended, that he was taking time off, that he was going to get in the best shape of his life to return, which actually I think I've heard him say several times over the past 3 years. He was under suspension in TNA, and he has now been released. So there you go. I guess we shall see what the future is of Matt Hardy. Obviously, a lot of people talking, but we shall see how it goes.
I'll wait and scour YouTube as soon as we're done with the program and find out if he's posted anything up there giving his side of the story.
Actually, Shane Helms has spoken publicly about this, and he's very upset at places like TMZ for reporting this news and that sort of thing. And
I love it when guys who want to use viral video and things like that get upset when things come back to get them from places that, you know, survive with viral video and, you know, stories like this.
Well, TMZ got a police report, and the police report was because of something that Matt Hardy did, at least according to the police. So I don't know how you can be upset about TMZ for that, but I'm not Shane Helms. We'll be back in just a moment. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Savings is everything during Toyota's nationwide clearance event. Right now, your Toyota dealer has the summer's best deals on all your favorite models. Visit your local Toyota dealer to find the fuel-efficient vehicle you've been looking for. And right now, get 0% APR financing for a full 60 months on a new 2011 Camry or Tundra. Plus, get $500 bonus cash on Camry or $1,000 bonus cash on Tundra. Or choose 0% APR financing for 36 months on some of our most fuel-efficient models, including Corolla, Highlander, Sienna, Avalon, and Venza. But hurry, the nationwide clearance event ends soon.
0% APR financing for 60 months with $1,667 per $1,000 borrowed. 0% APR financing for 36 months with $2,778 per $1,000 borrowed. On approved credit from Toyota Financial Services, offers exclude Matrix and hybrid models. Offers may vary by region. See participating dealer for details. Offers end 9/6/11.
Toyota, a proud sponsor of Calling All Sports and the Toyota Road Shows with Marty Terrell.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 877-499-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. 1-877-499-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. 1-877-499-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. That's 1-877-499-MYTV.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here from WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Here for the next hour, talking pro wrestling and mixed martial arts. When we last left you, and I'm talking last week, not the prior commercial break, when we last left you, SummerSlam was about to begin. It is now obviously over. It was not a week-long pay-per-view event. And as noted last week, the main event of the show, it was the big rematch, John Cena versus CM Punk with Triple H as referee. And I would like to note that I won the bet about whether or not Triple H was going to screw either man. Although it may come out that in the end he did. But on the show, he played an unbiased referee. He called it right down the middle. He did, in fact, count a pinfall for CM Punk when John Cena had his foot on the ropes at the end of the match. He did not see the foot on the ropes, reportedly. So in the end, it may come out that he did screw John Cena, or maybe CM Punk. That's kind of the storyline right now. After the match, Kevin Nash, who of course has been a longtime friend of Triple H, came out. He beat up CM Punk. He powerbombed him, at which point Alberto Del Rio cashed in the briefcase, left with the title. Pretty much the way that I had predicted it. And now we've got Del Rio as champion. We've got a Punk versus Kevin Nash feud beginning, which led to an angle on Monday night. And, well, we'll see where they go with John Cena coming up here at the next pay-per-view. And, I don't know. Mike, what'd you think about SummerSlam and the follow-up on Raw?
It's one of those shows where it was not a bad show, but when you go, was it worth $55? No. And that's my problem with it. And again, because it wasn't a bad show, it just, was it worth spending, you know, damn near $60 on it? No, it wasn't. And I think probably a lot of people were just, had some steam taken out of them at the end with Kevin Nash. And I just, I had no, you know, other thought than Alberto Del Rio was leaving last week with the title. Knew that was going to likely be the case, but it was what they were going to do with Punk and how Cena was going to be positioned afterwards and all that stuff. And it looks like Cena is going to be okay. And to me, him going up against Alberto Del Rio, who people haven't exactly taken to and is about as strong as a heel as you can get, I mean, to give him some shine back, as far as getting some love back from the people, this will probably be the best way to do it. And the promo he cut at the end of Raw, where it was not the goofy nonsense, it was a guy who has worked hard for his fan base and is constantly now getting screwed, at least seemingly, that is, because he's playing a part in the storyline, too, of Stephanie and Hunter going into his locker room and we never really knowing what happens afterwards, as what took place on Survivor's or on SummerSlam and on Raw. It looks like him and Del Rio and him having some backbone and some huevos is actually a good thing. Now that leaves CM Punk and Kevin Nash. And I don't know. I was surprised on Monday. Kevin Nash, when he went out there, I was like, okay, how is this going to go? And I was surprised he got the what treatment. He seemed a little bit flustered out there. CM Punk went out there and I thought, you know, got the better of him in the verbal joust, how set up it was, how what they were told to either go ahead with or back off of. I mean, Punk seemed more comfortable out there and seemed like the bigger deal, which is good. And the only way I want to see a Punk-Nash match is if they're going to just have him go through Hunter-type cronies before it gets to, I don't know, Steve Austin at WrestleMania, I mean, I don't know how else this is going to work for CM Punk, because I just don't. Again, I think they've dropped the ball in that they could have waited on Alberto Del Rio. He's not over like they want him to be over, too. I don't think people buy him like they expected to buy him. They could have went with Punk to do something for a little bit longer and waited on putting the belt on Del Rio, but now they've painted themselves into a corner with Punk, and obviously they have a plan. I just don't have a whole lot of confidence in that plan right now, but I'll just sit back and I guess have to see. But I don't, I mean, again, the verbal joust was great. Why do I want to see Kevin Nash? I don't know. I don't know. I would not want to see a Kevin Nash CM Punk match. I just don't want to see it.
Well, here's the first off, I actually enjoyed SummerSlam. I really had a good time. I thought the Randy Orton Christian match was awesome. I thought the main event was really good. I thought the Alberto Del Rio and the Nash stuff, a lot of people were really upset about the Nash thing, but I thought, well, let's see what happens here. You know, I mean, right when it happened, I thought, okay, well, you know, Hunter sent out his buddy to screw Punk. I didn't at the time think it would actually lead to a match, but apparently it is. And the thing with Nash, you know, you mentioned people giving him the what treatment and that sort of thing. I mean, yes, when Kevin Nash came back at the Royal Rumble this year as Diesel, everybody went crazy. But it's the Royal Rumble. It is a pay-per-view audience. It is a hardcore Boston crowd at a Royal Rumble pay-per-view. You can't take the reaction of Kevin Nash on that show and think that, oh, my God, everybody watching this WWE show right now knows who this guy is. Yeah, think about this. Kevin Nash spent most of the last 6 or 7 years in TNA. So, aside from his big appearance at the Royal Rumble, he has largely been invisible for most of the younger WWE audience, of which there are an abundance. So, he left WWE to go to TNA in about 2003. So, for all those little 6, 7, 8-year-old kids that are out there buying Mystico matches, and they're out there in the crowd at Raw with their parents, you know, these kids were zero the last time Kevin Nash was in WWE. Okay? The kids are like, you know, 10, 11, 12 years old. They were so young, they probably don't even remember when Kevin Nash was in WWE. You know, there are a lot of kids at WWE right now. And you can't expect everybody to have any idea who this guy is. Sure, some of the older people are going to remember and some of the parents and that sort of thing. But, you know, if you've got kids watching and they're dragging their parents to a show and their parents aren't really fans, or maybe their parents just got into it in the last 5, 6, 7 years, they don't know really who Kevin Nash is either. I know that's hard to believe for a lot of people listening to this show because we're all more hardcore fans. But, you know, these are young kids. These are young kids that weren't alive in 2003. These are the kids that are going to shows right now. Now, obviously not the entire audience or anything like that, but they need to go out there and they need to do some Kevin Nash video packages and they need to tell the world, this is who Kevin Nash is. This is why you should care. He was friends with Triple H for a long time. They have been pals. You got to explain this to your new audience here. That's kind of, it's been the problem with some of the CM Punk stuff of late, that some of it has been too inside. You know, I'm here talking about how some of these 8-year-olds weren't even born when Kevin Nash was in WWE in 2003. But my God, when Punk is out there talking about a character that Kevin Nash played in the mid-90s, in the early 90s, that was a long time ago. Les Thatcher was doing bodybuilding contests in the mid-90s, or the early 90s at least. I just saw a picture he put up on Facebook, okay? That's a long time ago. So you can't just go out there and do this stuff and expect people to know what you're talking about here. Now, as far as the match is probably going to be no good, let's be honest. But their segment on Monday, I will say, segment on Monday where Nash went out there and he tried to bury CM Punk and he talked about how CM Punk was an indie geek and he was too small and that was preposterous that he was the champion. And meanwhile, Punk was doing his own inside stuff about how Nash is old and you know, he thought that Eddie Guerrero was a vanilla midget and all of this stuff. And that's all fine and good inside stuff, but, you know, they were... There was that sense there, if you're not a kid, If you are a fan like myself and Mike and everybody listening to this right now, that was a pretty intriguing promo. And so, you know, as a fan of that nature, I'm kind of intrigued about this match. What's going to happen out there? Nash obviously thinks if push came to shove, I could beat up this little fella. And I'm sure Punk really thinks if push came to shove, I could beat up this old fella. And they went out there and they tried to embarrass each other. And I'm sure that they all went backstage and hugged and shook hands and talked about how cool it was. But there's also probably that part in the back of their mind that thought, man, I really schooled that guy on that promo. Or man, I can't believe that guy had the nerve to say that to me on the promo. There's something there for a fan like me. Now, for your average casual fan, there probably ain't nothing there, and the match itself probably is going to be no good.
Yeah, but, you know, I guess one thing is with the Johnny Ace involvement, Stephanie thing, which he said, you know, Vince still not forgotten by everybody in that line of security. You know, it seems to be that this is the Triple H, you know, CM Punk thing, and again, there's so many other people out there that could use this against CM Punk. I don't know.
We'll talk about it more after the break. Observer Live, Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Smart Money is searching for true investment value today, whether in stocks, commodities, bonds, or real estate. But only one asset class is up fourfold over the last decade, precious metals. Best of all, today gold and silver are still undervalued from a long-term inflation and historical basis. But before you jump into the best assets of the 21st century, get educated by the gold experts at Swiss America. For three decades, their motto has simply been, "In serving, we lead." Their prices are fair, resources are great, and service impeccable. Yes, Smart Money is going for gold and going with Swiss America. Lift your gold IQ right now. Call toll-free 800-932-5197. That's 800-932-5197 for their 2010 DVD, CD, and Economic Realities Report. Call 800-932-5197 today.
Savings is everything during Toyota's nationwide clearance event. Right now, your Toyota dealer has the summer's best deals on all your favorite models. Visit your local Toyota dealer to find the fuel-efficient vehicle you've been looking for. And right now, get 0% APR financing for a full 60 months on a new 2011 Camry or Tundra. Plus, get $500 bonus cash on Camry or $1,000 bonus cash on Tundra. Or choose 0% APR financing for 36 months on some of our most fuel-efficient models, including Corolla, Highlander, Sienna, Avalon, and Venza. But hurry, the nationwide clearance event ends soon.
0% APR financing for 60 months with $1,667 per $1,000 borrowed. 0% APR financing for 36 months with $2,778 per $1,000 borrowed. On approved credit from Toyota Financial Services, offers exclude Matrix and hybrid models. Offers may vary by region. See participating dealer for details. Offers end 9/6/11.
Toyota, a proud sponsor of Calling All Sports and the Toyota Road Shows with Marty Terrell.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a price war among the major term life carriers. Consider these possible rates. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, could obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $85 a month. And this rate is fixed for the next 10 years. We specialize in policies of $250,000 and above. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, may be able to obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $135 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. For new or replacement term life insurance, call the Term Lifeline now. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here from WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com, here for the next 40 minutes, talking pro wrestling and mixed martial arts. Before the break, we were talking about CM Punk versus Kevin Nash. What a feud. What did you think of that promo on Monday? I mean, were you watching it? And I mean, what did you think as a fan watching that promo?
As a fan who lived through it, it was like the first thing was like, oh, God. Because you know what the one-liners from Nash are going to be because we've heard them a zillion times. you're too small, you look indie, this, that, and the other. And it's like, you know, I'm already going into it with knowing you're going to hear that because, that, you know, that's what they do. And it's going to be like, oh, God, why do you do this and say these? It's like the Daniel Bryan, Michael Cole thing. I mean, it's like, okay, we got it. Stop beating it into the ground. And it's like, we're going to take it back now to 1997. It's 2011. But we're going to take it back now to 96, 97 again with this stuff. But then he kind of got that what treatment, which surprised me because Kevin Nash, one thing about Kevin Nash, if my kid grows up and wants to be a pro wrestler, I kind of want him to grow up to be Kevin Nash. Take as little punishment as possible. Position yourself in the best way you can because he's a smart guy. He's a funny guy. He's, you know, he knows what he's doing. And in some ways, that's something to be admired. But in situations like this, you know, how many years later, I don't necessarily want to see him. But then he starts getting flustered, which he never usually does with the what treatment and all that stuff. Punk goes out there, and one thing Punk can do is talk his ass off and can be very pointed, very concise, very crisp, and he was. And I think that's one thing about the dynamic is, you know, if you're a fan who has lived through, you know, the vanilla midget comments and all that, you've lived through that whole, all that era, it is kind of you could have taken it as a comeuppance a little bit for Kevin Nash and that crowd's not buying you like they used to because they may not know who you are for whatever reason, and CM Punk just went out there and got you good. Now, Les Thatcher, who I talked to this week, is like, you know, hey, you never know what's, you know, Kevin Nash was told to either let Punk have or reel it in or anything like that. So, I mean, from that point of view, it's a pretty cool dynamic if you live through it. When it comes to a newer fan, I'm not sure how they reacted to it. They seem to be, you know, there were a lot of woes and stuff like that. But I have a feeling if somebody would have said ice cream bar, that would have gotten the biggest pop through the whole thing. So, again, maybe I'm taking the average fan.
Well, actually, let me cut you off there very quickly, because when you mentioned that, if you watch that promo, a key to that promo was some of the biggest reactions were the things like when CM Punk pulled out his cell phone and said he got a text from his little sister who thought Kevin Nash was dead. You know, everyone's like, oh! And then Kevin Nash mentions vanilla midgets, a reference, an obscure reference, mind you, from the mid-90s, and nobody reacts at all. That should tell you everything you need to know about the future direction of this angle and which direction you need to go.
And it's whether they beat it into the ground or not, because you and Todd Martin talked about this week about Alberto Del Rio, and there's one aspect of it where you go, hey, look, they were playing this for a while. They have long-term booking ideas. You got to give them credit for that. The bad part is they're tunnel-visioned on that, and I'm hoping they're not tunnel-visioned on this where they turn this into, again, I don't know what they could turn it into, but again, I may be taking for granted the WWE fan base that may be watching this and may be tied up into the soap opera aspect of, well, what were Stephanie and Hunter and Cena's dressing room doing? Who did send the text? What did it mean when Stephanie said you were going to get yours, Punk, and all that sort of stuff? So, again, I have a feeling they're going to go in that direction. It's going to be all about those types of loose end aspects and things like that with CM Punk being a prop into this. But the thing is, as a CM Punk fan and as a guy that, you know, you can really do a lot of things with, and I don't think they take the right advantage of, hey, I don't know. You know, what else is out there right now past this for CM Punk besides what we were saying last year, or earlier on this year, which is, you know, Steve Austin. I mean, what else does Punk have right now as far as a feud goes or who he's positioned against or anything else other than to be a prop in this feud currently right now for Triple H?
I'm so jaded as a fan. Like when Nash came out on Monday and he says, I got a text and it said, big man, whoever wins, go out there and stick the winner, or whatever the text said. And he never said it was from Triple H, but all the announcers assumed it was from Triple H and Punk assumed it was from Triple H. And I assumed it was from Triple H. And then later, you know, I start, you know, you hear that from different people that watch the show, you know, other viewers had different interpretations. They're like, oh, well, you know, Nash never said who sent it. So maybe Stephanie sent it or you know, like you said, maybe whoever sent it or whatever. And it's just like, you know, 10 years ago, maybe I'd have been like, man, where's this story going? But I'm so jaded right now that it's just like, do I really honestly deep down think there's going to be a follow-up? Or do I honestly think deep down that if I get invested in this storyline and the mystery aspects of it, that they're really going to follow up on anything and it's going to make sense in the end? And sadly, I don't. And it's too bad. The one thing I will say that is a potential positive is that this is a storyline that in the end is going to involve Triple H. You know, down the road, I don't know if it's going to be at Survivor Series or if it's going to be earlier or if it's going to be later. At some point, we are going to see Triple H versus John Cena. I'm sorry, Triple H. Well, we see that one too, obviously. But at some point, we're going to see Triple H versus CM Punk. And it's going to come out that Hunter screwed Punk. I mean, I would say that, I don't want to say as certain as Alberto eventually getting the championship, but I'm pretty confident that we're eventually going to get that match. So,
you know what, honestly, oh, sorry.
I was just going to say, so the one thing I will say is that because Triple H is involved in this storyline, I have more faith in things not dramatically changing than, for example, if it were a storyline involving Daniel Bryan. You know what I mean? Like, this is a Triple H storyline, so it's going to get the most attention of any storyline. It's going to be focused on the most. Triple H is going to stick to his guns about the way that he thinks it should go. There's a better chance in this storyline that you could actually follow along and get a payoff than a storyline involving pretty much anybody else in the company right now.
Oh, sure, you're going to get the payoff, but then, again, I mean, Triple H has already established himself as far as he probably should not be the master of ceremonies on every single show. He probably should have not gone out there and been the ref for this match. I mean, you know, him having the impact, if he's the guy who screws CM Punk and or John Cena, because I still would think that Cena and Punk need to be on the same side when all this stuff shakes out. And they all get screwed by Johnny Ace and Triple H and the system and all of that stuff, if that's the way you're going to go. But that would have had far more effect if Triple H has not been, you know, Triple H on these shows leading up to it. I mean, it's been so much of him constantly up there and him being the ref for this and everything else. I mean, it's going to lose a lot of impact if that's the way that they're actually going to go with it, where he's the one who screws them.
Well, I don't know. I mean, he is not worn out as well. I don't know if I should say he isn't worn out as welcome yet. He's been on a lot of shows, but, you know, that first, I'll always look back at this, you know. I don't know how long it's going to last. Maybe Triple H is becoming like a Hogan, where the first time he's back on TV, it's a big deal, and then every sequential week after that, it kind of goes downhill. But, you know, it's his first day back on SmackDown, that showed it a huge rating. You know, Triple H is a guy that, you know, for those of us that have been watching for years and years and years, like, oh my God, Triple H back on top again. And, you know, if you have been watching for a long time, it is kind of infuriating. But, you know, to a lot of casual fans, you know, Triple H is a real big star. And he comes back on TV and he's involved in top storylines and people are interested in it. And, you know, I think that we gotta track the business of Triple H's return. You know, maybe it'll be a deal like Hogan where, you know, his first big match back and his first couple appearances on TV do big numbers and it's right back to normal again. Or maybe there'll be a prolonged little bump in pay-per-view business and in television ratings. So it still remains to be seen. I want to give him the benefit of the doubt here because he hasn't been gone a long time. And, you know, they may have some sort of storyline planned with, you know, maybe even a long-term storyline planned where eventually it leads to whatever dastardly thing Triple H does to CM Punk or whoever. In the end, the man to come back and make things right is The Undertaker, and you set up your Undertaker Triple H WrestleMania main event rematch, which a lot of people are expecting is going to happen on this show as well.
Good Lord. You know, I can see the way WWE does things, that they're going to have a themed WrestleMania where we'll get Punk and against Austin and the right. It's like, you know, WrestleMania All-Stars against the current crop of WWE superstars.
That'd be a big show.
It would be a big show, and I tell you what, it would be one of those things that, in a lot of ways, they need to do. They need to do. Shawn Michaels, The Undertaker, Triple H, all of these guys who have picked other guys' brains from over the years and had a chance to learn and do these things, they rush these guys up too fast. It's not Dolph Ziggler's fault or John Morrison's fault that they're not, you know, where they should be right now, because they need guys like that to tell them how to be, you know, longtime wrestling stars. I mean, that era's almost over, and we're looking at a really, really weird, hazy future of guys who, it's going to be different wrestling. It's obviously different already, but it's going to be far different. Imagine Alex Riley, if you didn't see him for 2 years and he had a chance to travel and talk to guys and work, what he could have actually have been or what he could be.
If you do a main event, if you do a WrestleMania main event card, and you've got like Triple H, Undertaker in a rematch of last year's awesome match, Rock versus Cena, and Steve Austin versus CM Punk, which is, by the way, everybody, nowhere near a lock, but I would also say that it's not impossible. That match could take place. You know, if that's your triple main event of WrestleMania, that's a big show. That is a big show right there.
I'm paying $60 for that, no problem.
In fact, obviously on SmackDown this week, we had Alberto Del Rio versus Daniel Bryan. And awesome match. You saw the match. And, you know, that could have been a tease for a big match at WrestleMania this year of Daniel Bryan cashing in his title against his title shot against Alberto if Alberto's still champion. But that, I don't know if I'd expect. We'll talk more about this after the break and take your questions. Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
On to round three. If a train leaves Spokane,
Schenectady by Saturday.
Correct. March comes before May. What's in my left pocket?
Half a mint and a rusty switchblade.
Correct.
Bam.
Who lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly over the internet?
Ha-ha! Netflix!
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
That is rad!
I know. Can you put me down now?
Sorry.
I'm a hugger.
Great shot, Bob. I think you're on.
I just followed your lead.
Hey, by the way, did you break ground on your new building?
No way. I'm holding off until I see what the future holds.
So you're seeing a fortune teller or
something? You know what I mean. Things look a little uncertain.
The only thing certain in business is if you're not growing, you're losing. And we just opened our fifth facility last week. If you're following my lead, you'll call General Steel. Their pre-engineered steel buildings could save you as much as half the cost compared to conventional buildings. And they're up in nearly half the time, and back with a 50-year structural warranty.
Yeah, but steel buildings...
Hey, you've seen my building. Does it look like steel?
No, it looks great.
Ask about rebates that could save you up to $20,000. Look, you can stop paying rent and own a building that suits your business better, and probably saves you money by operating more efficiently. In times like these, don't stop spending, just spend wisely.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
If long-term unmanageable debt is making your life miserable and you're tired of living from paycheck to paycheck, get ready for a toll-free number that will change your life. Trinity Debt Management has been helping people just like you cut their interest rates by as much as 60% and increase their credit scores by up to 200 points. In fact, they have a proven program that has worked for thousands. If you're ready to consolidate your bills into one manageable monthly payment and pay off your debt, then call for a free, no-obligation analysis. Trinity's certified counselors will explain the entire program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. To cut your interest rates and help your credit score, call Trinity today at 800-899-0615. That's 800-899-0615. Get a fresh start. Call for free information now. 800-899-0615. 800-899-0615.
I'm in the I need cordless cutting shears to finish this vent work business.
At Grainger, we know what business you're in.
I'm in the if you can help my business, then you'll get my business business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by one of our branches. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Back here on Wrestling Observer Live, Brian Alvarez here from WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. And for the latest news and information in pro wrestling and mixed martial arts, you can always head to WrestlingObserver.com. Daily news updates. We have newsletters. We have radio shows. If you love this show And you only get to hear it once per week at 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern, 6 o'clock p.m. Pacific, Sirius Channel 94, XM Radio 208, Sports Byline USA, streaming worldwide on the internet. You are missing out. WrestlingObserver.com. We do daily radio shows pretty much every single day. You got an exception here and there, but even though we've got exceptions here and there, such as yesterday where we didn't have a show, I've done many days where I've done as many as 4 shows in a single day. That's a long day. We cover everything. Pro wrestling, mixed martial arts, the history of wrestling, the history of mixed martial arts. Cover it all. And if you'd like a sample, just head up to WrestlingObserver.com, scroll down the right-hand side of the page, a listing of our latest 3 free radio shows. We put up 1 free show every week on the website, in addition to Wrestling Observer Live. So if you just go up to WrestlingObserver.com in the next couple of days, you'll get either a free Wrestling Observer Radio with myself and Dave Meltzer, or a free Brian and Vinny show with myself and Vinny. And if you like what you hear, sign up. Not only do you get every brand new show we do, which is 15 to 20 brand new shows a week, but you get our complete archive. Every show we have ever done dating back to 2005, which is almost how long it's been since Kevin Nash has been in WWE. You go up there right now, go into the archive. We have interviews with some of the biggest names in the history of wrestling. Mick Foley, Steve Austin. I'm trying to think of a who's who of WrestleMania main events we've had on the show. Ric Flair has been on the show. Brock Lesnar has been on the show. Bruno Sammartino has been on the show. Chris Jericho, Lance Storm. List goes on and on. They're all up in the archives right now. Daniel Bryan has been on the show. Tyson Kidd, Natalya, Paul Heyman, Batista. Exactly, Big Dave Batista. Tons of names. So head up right there and check it out. Delve into the archives once you sign up. It's only $10.99 a month. You can pay one time, try it out for a month, and if you don't like it, all you are out is $10. But I can tell you right now, if you love this show, if you love Wrestling Observer Live, I guarantee that you will love a subscription to WrestlingObserver.com. Try it. Just give it a try. Just 1 month. Just try it. And if you don't like it, you can email me and we'll figure something out. But I'm pretty sure if you like this show, you will love your subscription. So head up there and check it out, WrestlingObserver.com. It's very cheap, and you will get your money's worth. That's pretty much a guarantee. Let's jump into the mailbag here. We have a bunch of emails from various people talking things we've been discussing today. Fred here, is it me or do you see them killing the Punk angle by putting him with Nash? What do you think?
No.
I think they actually, I think their idea is that by putting him with Nash, Nash will put him over and make him a bigger star. The problem is, if you followed pro wrestling for any length of time, having Kevin Nash in there as the guy to put somebody over is not always the best plan of action.
Hey, didn't CM Punk used to wrestle with Alex Shelley?
Sure.
Wonder how that turned out for Alex Shelley with Kevin Nash.
Oh, I thought you said Punk and Alex Shelley.
Well, they used to wrestle together. I'm sure that Punk would be thinking that more than anything, being teamed up with Nash.
I see. Nash and Shelley were also a... they did something together in TNA. I don't remember these TNA storylines. They're just, they blend together. Impact blends together. All right, this person. Why does the GM booth continue to be set up on Raw and even last week's SummerSlam? I haven't seen that whole laptop angle touched in the past 2 months. Well, they must have some plan, otherwise they wouldn't bother.
Really? We just talked about the Fed, what you thought, and being a jaded wrestling fan, I mean, Michael Tarver checking out people backstage. The guy, who was it, Vic Grimes, when he attacked Rikishi down on the ring. I mean, things happen on that program that they just forget about.
Yeah, but if you've already decided, okay, the GM angle is dead, you don't need to set up the podium every week.
But maybe they're just doing it out of habit, and then 1 week it's not going to be there, and it just goes away. I mean, I don't know. I just... if it's, that thing should probably just go away again. I mean, maybe you can play into this and you can tie up the loose ends, but it's not like wrestling's ever been good at all with, you know, trying to keep their storyline continuity straight.
All right, this person here says, I've heard people I respect, such as Les Thatcher, say that Rey Mysterio is too small to be the champ in WWE. I agree that he shouldn't be called the heavyweight champion, but I think he's a believable competitor, a hell of a worker, as well as popular and reliable enough to build the company around. What do you two think? Is there a size limit for the top guy, and can talent and popularity change the rules for someone like Rey? Well, first off, he should be called the heavyweight champion because he would be the heavyweight champion. That's the belt, the heavyweight championship of the world. So if you win that belt, you are the heavyweight champion, even if you're not a heavyweight. He's just fighting up in weight. I think that I don't know. If you're really good, like if you're an outstanding wrestler, I think even if you're small, you can be the champion. But you've got to be such an outstanding worker that the fans can watch and believe that you can beat these big guys, whether it be because of your speed or whether it be because you're really flashy and quick and can get everybody in various submissions and that sort of thing. I mean, just a great example. I mean, like, just go back to the early UFCs, like UFC 1, where, you know, it was by design that Hoist Gracie represented the family as opposed to Hickson. You know, Hoist was not renowned as a great champion of the Gracies when they grabbed him to have him represent the family in UFC 1. But the idea was, let's take a skinny guy that looks kind of goofy, and let's put him in a gi, and everybody is going to expect him to get killed, and he's going to go in there and he's going to run through everybody, which is what he did. And when it was over, people were like, my God, he's the real deal. Didn't matter how big or small the guy was. He went through and he beat everybody, and so people believed he was the real deal. So if you have a guy who's good enough that when you do matches with him, when the match is over, people have bought into it and believe, holy God, that guy's the real deal, then yes, he can be the champion. But there are not a lot of guys like that.
No, and it's not an insult. That's the biggest thing. A lot of people get offended when they hear guys like Les Thatcher say that, but you got to remember, I mean, Danny Hodge would have to play second fiddle to Lou Thesz, and there's always been an issue, and it's too bad because George St. Pierre and John Jones, who's 205 pounds, and St. Pierre is 170, and name the guys who can choke another bigger guy out, and you can respect guys who are smaller, but especially in professional wrestling, I mean, it's still, again, like you said, you have to be super incredibly great. Chris Benoit, Rey Mysterio, guys like that. And Rey Mysterio, unfortunately, he's not the guy who's going to have a long, lengthy reign and lay waste to big guy after big guy after big guy. I mean, I'm sorry. The reality is usually that doesn't happen. That smaller guy is going to get beat by somebody. And it's just, again, it's, as you said, you have to be really good at what you do to be able to pull off that, you know, that thought. And even with wrestling changing, and I know that's got a lot to do with philosophy too, as far as people who grew up with Chikara, Ring of Honor, Dragon Gate, they're going to have a different idea than other people over what professional wrestling is, and it's also just what you think about it.
All right, this person here says, Brian and Mike, do you guys know what was the point of bringing Jim Ross back? He says maybe 3 or 4 words per Raw episode every week, and yet every week Michael Cole continues to bury guys like Daniel Bryan, but not in the funny Bobby Heenan way, in a complete jerk sort of way. Why does Vince McMahon think this is a good idea? Vince McMahon has had a long-standing love-hate relationship with Jim Ross. This is just another example of it. Jim Ross was brought back probably because they felt that they needed Jim Ross there in some way, because their announcing team is not doing a great job selling pay-per-views. But at the same time, Vince loves the Michael Cole character. He loves that character. And so, you know, Ross is back partly as a way to get Triple H over as a babyface, since he was doing a lot of rehiring and that sort of thing, supposedly, when he came back. But at the same time, it's also a way to get Ross out there every week. You know, Ross can do his thing and be effective in certain ways, but he's also going to be limited in what he can say because they want Michael Cole to be the lead announcer. They're going to have a chance to bully him on the air as part of their anti-bullying campaign. And the whole thing is just a weird psychological hodgepodge of nonsense. How's that for an answer?
It's pretty classless, but with that said, I mean, JR goes back. It's what he loves to do, but he also knows he's going to take the abuse. I couldn't do it. I mean, especially with everything that they've done to him, including just wrecking hats and stuff like that. I mean, and it makes the people that are doing it and are around him too, you know, Dolph Ziggler and Jerry Lawler, it makes that everyone uncomfortable doing it, where it's, you know, it's just pathetic. But with that said, JR goes back to it, and it just, it's too bad it has to be that way.
This person says, Aaron here, first of all, condolences to Ed on the passing of his father. I know a lot of people spend a lot of time having fun fantasy booking WWE. Now that UFC is on Fox and is hoping to double or perhaps even gain 5 times its audience, I've been having fun with the idea of fantasy advertising for them. Presuming they want to get new viewers, how would you go about advertising their new show? Do you get the various forms of martial arts that they will be seeing over so they don't think a choke is a crock like people did when Hoist Gracie first started? Do you spend time getting each of the 4 fighters that will appear on the November show over? Do you show the short matches of UFC history? The first promo for Fox is amazing. I hope they keep up the good work and get the audience increase Dana and the UFC and the sport deserve. What do you think, Mike?
Well, I mean, yeah, obviously you do what you can. I mean, you don't realize how many things air, like Saturday mornings on Fox, a lot of times before you wake up, and things like that that are sent out to these stations all across the country that are produced by them and air in ads, you know, weird spots and things like that. And like, you can see them, you know, putting who's going to be on that show on these different types of events and things like that. And, yeah, I mean, I just go all guns, you know, blazing at whoever it is. Say it's going to be like Clay Guida. You know, you get him out everywhere, and whoever you have, you just get him out all over the place. You show what he can do. There's highlight packages. I don't think you waste too much time because it is 2011 on, like, you know, what is going on. Because I don't think there's a lot of people who think it's two guys humping on the ground, but I think enough people know mixed martial arts now or know someone who knows about mixed martial arts where they have at least a respect when they hear the words Brazilian jiu-jitsu, even if they're not into ground fighting and things like that. So I don't think you beat that stuff into the ground, but I think you just get out all the personalities that you can and just keep pumping it away and just getting as much crossover advertising as you possibly can.
Yeah, it's hard in 30 seconds, obviously, but I think that if you're going to do a 30-second commercial, then you got to show, like, a shot of some awesome knockouts, and you got to show some shots of some guys submitting to some arm bars and chokes and that sort of thing. And also think in there you've got to have quick shots of the winner's hand being raised by a referee and the loser standing right there and you know, smiling or clapping or whatever, you know, just to remind people that, in fact, for those of you that don't really know what UFC is or have only heard of it, yes, people get knocked out. Yes, people get submitted. But guess what? It's a sport. There's a referee. The loser is not, in fact, dead. And you merge all these together into a 30-second commercial, and then you put the date at the beginning and at the end and maybe even in the middle. I don't know how you do it in 30 seconds, but those are the things you need to get out. There are quick submissions. There are quick knockouts. There's a referee. The loser is not dead. The winner gets his hand raised in a sporting event, and here's when you can see it happen. I think there, you know, someone who knows what they're doing could put this together in such a way that I think it'd be a hell of a commercial.
Hey, WEC guys doing Mountain Dew commercials or whatever it was, and John Jones doing K-Swiss ones, that's cool. But the more they can also link in with, you know, advertisers they already have is going to be clutch too.
This person here, we got time for one more. If WWE does follow through and Daniel Bryan cashes in Money in the Bank at Mania, who do you see his opponent possibly being? Read somewhere Daniel said he would love to work with Randy Orton. Is he foreshadowing a Mania 28 world title match? Orton would be fine. Actually, with Daniel Bryan, virtually anybody would be fine. I have no problem. It is going to raise the question, if Cena is fighting for one title and the Royal Rumble winner gets the other shot, where does Daniel Bryan fit in? We can talk about that a little after the break. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
This is a special alert for car owners. If your car has less than 120,000 miles or if your current warranty is about to expire, you now have the ability to get a premium 5-year 100,000-mile extended service plan at deeply discounted rates. Consumers Choice Auto Care has set up a toll-free number so you can cut out the middleman and get a free no-obligation quote direct. Expensive repairs will cost you nothing. In fact, you pick your own repair shop and we'll pick up the bill. You can relax knowing your coverage includes free 24-hour roadside assistance
assistance, free flat tire service, free jump start service, and free towing. Plus, it's backed by a solid A-rated insurance company. Be one of the first 15 callers with your insurance card and mileage and get a 25% discount by mentioning this ad. Call now for your free quote. 800-249-5084. That's 800-249-5084. Don't wait for a breakdown to break your savings account. Call 800-249-5084. That's 800-249-5084.
Would you serve your family water that's loaded with prescription drugs and pesticides? Over 53 million Americans are drinking water with contaminants that are tested to be above the federal health guidelines. Call Aquasana Water today and speak with one of our water specialists, and we'll give you a free analysis of the drinking water in your area. Call right now. 800-608-5769. 800-608-5769. Our filter systems are certified to reduce contaminants and leave in the minerals for crisp, clean, and healthy water for you and your family. We want to help clean up the water supply in your area one home at a time. So call us right now, speak with a water specialist, and get a free analysis of the drinking water in your area. Call right now.
800-608-5769. 800-608-5769. 800-608-5769.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies. And Barron's columnists cover all the market's action, so you'll know what happened and why, and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free, 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
We're back here for the final segment on the show. Brian Alvarez here from WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. And before the break, we were talking about Daniel Bryan and the briefcase. And Mike, what do you do here? Because Daniel Bryan has promised to cash in at Mania. Rock and Cena. Cena has promised it's going to be a title match. And the winner of the Rumble gets a championship match. So is Daniel Bryan just going to add himself to the Royal Rumble winner match with whoever is the champion? So it's a three-way? Is that the way they're going to go? Are they going to tease, or perhaps, I can't imagine them teasing this, but perhaps teasing that he'll add himself to the Rock-Cena match? You know, what can they do here now that we're going to have three, I don't want to say championships, but championships or title shots in play?
Well, God, you know, Daniel Bryan, Christian would be awesome, but I don't think they're going to stick around with Christian that long as far as in the upper tier there where they have Barrett, Sheamus, and Orton in that mix. They would be all be fighting for something. But look, it's realistic, too, that somebody just doesn't get tired with Daniel Bryan back there and think he's really a nerd and all that other crap that comes out of Cole's mouth during the broadcast. I mean, there's plenty of pay-per-views and time for him to give up that briefcase to a Barrett or somebody like that that could go off and face Randy Orton or be in the mix at WrestleMania.
So WrestleMania, obviously, the big show of the year, and we've talked about various matches here. Perhaps we'll talk more about this next week. They make a lot of changes on WWE television, as you're well aware if you've been watching it. But certain things are set in stone. And unless John Cena or The Rock gets injured, that match is a main event of WrestleMania. And thus, we've had a year of a slow build to that match. And I really think that when the day comes, when WrestleMania Day comes, I really think that people are going to feel like that's a really, really big match. And we can talk about this more next week on the show, as well as all of the news in pro wrestling and mixed martial arts. Don't forget, if you're not going to get a chance to hear the show until next week, well, consider WrestlingObserver.com. $10.99 a month, daily radio shows. Dave Meltzer and I are going to be back tonight with a brand new show. You don't have to wait a week. You can get a new show tonight at WrestlingObserver.com. We'll be back tomorrow after Raw as well. We got shows coming up all week long, 15 to 20 over the next week. So check out WrestlingObserver.com. Thanks again, Mike. Thanks, everybody at Sports Byline, Sirius XM. The whole nine yards. We'll talk to you again next week. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.